Part 4 consists of two tasks. You'll hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about visits they have made to museums. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H each speaker's reason for visiting the museum. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H what impressed each speaker most about the museum. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
I spent last weekend at a friend's. His parents live on the coast. He went off somewhere on Saturday, leaving me struggling with the history coursework I had to finish by Monday. I wandered into the town center and saw the museum, and I remembered how my mother always used to say that local museums are often a mine of information, and I needed inspiration. I bought my ticket from the affable guy on duty. There was plenty of material, well displayed, and a temporary exhibition of deep-sea fishing equipment. But more importantly, all the stuff was closely associated with the town and reflected its history as a once-thriving fishing port.
Speaker 2.
Going to museums is not something I often do. At the moment, I get enough lectures and information overload at college. But Dad's got himself a metal detector and become a treasure hunter. Last week he found this funny little brooch and I said I'd show it to someone who'd know what it was. There were a whole lot of people there. Maybe there was something special going on and the staff kept me hanging about. So to fill the time, I tried out one of those tape machines and listened to a lively commentary, which certainly made the displays and reconstructions more relevant. I didn't come back with any good news for Dad though. No treasure this time.
Speaker 3.
I've got a German friend staying at the moment, and last week I dragged him off to the town museum. I thought he might learn a bit of local history. A team of archaeologists have been working in the town centre car park and unearthed an unusual bit of prehistoric pottery. It's in the museum for now, and I was very keen to take a look and see what the experts were saying about it. My friend said he'd bring his new camera. The hoard has already been researched in detail, and the staff have produced an in-depth explanatory leaflet reflecting this. I was really pleased to learn so much, and my friend was pretty chuffed at how his new camera performed.
Speaker 4.
I remember going to our local museum when I was in primary school. It was very boring, but I hadn't been back again until last week. I was really surprised to find they'd made several changes. They have those audio guides now and weekly lectures, and the information boards have been updated. And to crown it all, instead of having everything in cabinets, they've built mock-up scenes, like a medieval kitchen, for example. Convincingly realistic and much more effective. I managed to do some half-decent sketches of them. A friend in the States studying the period had asked me to do this for him. There were a lot of people. I'm not surprised the place is more popular these days.
Speaker 5.
I was away on a course last week. We were kept busy, lectures all day, plenty of reading to catch up on in the evenings. I did manage to visit the local industrial museum at the instigation of a colleague who thought I'd find it interesting because it was full of examples of 19th century machinery, which you could get right up to. There were galleries full of huge, gleaming marvels of engineering. To be honest, the machines looked much the same, and the vast amounts of technical information went straight over my head, though this was obviously a source of frustration for all the enthusiasts, who seemed to come from everywhere, judging by the amazing number of different languages I heard.
Now you'll hear part four again. Speaker one.
I spent last weekend at a friend's. His parents live on the coast. He went off somewhere on Saturday, leaving me struggling with the history coursework I had to finish by Monday. I wandered into the town center and saw the museum, and I remembered how my mother always used to say that local museums are often a mine of information, and I needed inspiration. I bought my ticket from the affable guy on duty. There was plenty of material, well displayed, and a temporary exhibition of deep-sea fishing equipment. But more importantly, all the stuff was closely associated with the town and reflected its history as a once-thriving fishing port.
Speaker 2.
Going to museums is not something I often do. At the moment, I get enough lectures and information overload at college. But Dad's got himself a metal detector and become a treasure hunter. Last week, he found this funny little brooch, and I said I'd show it to someone who'd know what it was. There were a whole lot of people there. Maybe there was something special going on, and the staff kept me hanging about. So, to fill the time, I tried out one of those tape machines and listened to a lively commentary, which certainly made the displays and reconstructions more relevant. I didn't come back with any good news for Dad, though. No treasure this time.
Speaker 3.
I've got a German friend staying at the moment, and last week I dragged him off to the town museum. I thought he might learn a bit of local history. A team of archaeologists have been working in the town centre car park and unearthed an unusual bit of prehistoric pottery. It's in the museum for now, and I was very keen to take a look and see what the experts were saying about it. My friend said he'd bring his new camera. The hoard has already been researched in detail, and the staff have produced an in-depth explanatory leaflet reflecting this. I was really pleased to learn so much, and my friend was pretty chuffed at how his new camera performed.
Speaker 4.
I remember going to our local museum when I was in primary school. It was very boring, but I hadn't been back again until last week. I was really surprised to find they'd made several changes. They have those audio guides now and weekly lectures, and the information boards have been updated. And to crown it all, instead of having everything in cabinets, they've built mock-up scenes, like a medieval kitchen, for example. Convincingly realistic and much more effective. I managed to do some half-decent sketches of them. A friend in the States studying the period had asked me to do this for him. There were a lot of people. I'm not surprised the place is more popular these days.
Speaker 5.
I was away on a course last week. We were kept busy, lectures all day, plenty of reading to catch up on in the evenings. I did manage to visit the local industrial museum at the instigation of a colleague who thought I'd find it interesting because it was full of examples of 19th century machinery, which you could get right up to. There were galleries full of huge, gleaming marvels of engineering. To be honest, the machines looked much the same, and the vast amounts of technical information went straight over my head, though this was obviously a source of frustration for all the enthusiasts, who seemed to come from everywhere, judging by the amazing number of different languages I heard.
That's the end of part four. There'll now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there's 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.